Six Things Democrats Refuse to Stand for During State of the Union Address. By Kyle Morris on February 4, 2020. Tensions were high among Republicans and Democrats on Tuesday night as President Donald Trump delivered the State of the Union Address to the American people and members of Congress. While they were slow to stand for some things, some Democrats refused to stand at all for a variety of the Trump administration's accomplishments. In no particular order, here are six moments when many Democrats did not stand during the State of the Union address. 1. President Trump announced that our State of the Union is stronger than ever before. 2. Low unemployment for disabled Americans and minorities, including African Americans, Hispanic Americans, and Asian Americans. 3. The recent passage of the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA. The USMCA, featuring the United States, Mexico, and Canada, replaces what President Trump described as the NAFTA nightmare that devastated American manufacturing. Last week, he signed into law the USMCA, a high achievement during his presidency. 4. Low unemployment for women in America. As President Trump announced historic lows in unemployment for several minorities, he also highlighted the low unemployment rate for women as most Democrats could be seen sitting down, with several of them slowly clapping. 5. President Trump's request for Congress to pass legislation finally banning the late-term abortion of babies. Trump's request came as he introduced Robin Schneider and her daughter, Ellie, who was one of the youngest premature babies born in the United States at 21 weeks and 6 days. Ellie reminds us that every child is a miracle of life, Trump said. Thanks to modern medical wonders, 50% of very premature babies delivered at the hospital where Ellie was born now survive. Our goal should be to ensure that every baby has the best chance to thrive and grow just like Ellie. He added, I am calling upon the members of Congress here tonight to pass legislation finally banning the late-term abortion of babies. 6. According to a report, Democrat Reps. Ilhan Omar, DMN, Rashida Tlaib, DME, and Mark Pocan, DY, did not stand when President Trump introduced Charles McGee, a former Tuskegee Airman. Donald Trump Jr. brought attention to the matter with a tweet, saying it was the least surprising thing to happen all night. Can you imagine being so filled with rage and hatred that you refuse to stand up for a bona fide American hero, Trump Jr. wrote in a tweet. Pathetic. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.